coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Oh, wait! Son of a-
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the wind blows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I'm Kelvin!
Welcome back, Jesus Christ.
And I'm Zach.
Welcome back. Jeez, Kelvin, you've been away for far too long.
Hell yeah, man.
Where the hell have you been?
Traveling. Time traveling. You're
so... Because, what are you?
Whatever time. Zach gave me the name.
What was the name? he's got it.
Time traveling Asian ninja magician.
Hell yeah, that's the one.
And dictionary.com, what is the definition of that?
You need to be Asian, a time traveler, a ninja, and a mother effing magician.
All at the same time.
That takes mad skills.
You know it.
Attaboy, Kelvin. Good job.
But remember, you can't be just a regular magician. You have to be a mother effing magician. You have to F some mothers to be this type of magician.
Oh,
it takes lots of years of skill. Good thing he's a time traveler, though.
That's just amazing.
Yes. Epic props to Kelvin.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do an epic? What is an epic props?
Epic props, you combine both fists into one, and then you props the person.
Trying this now. Stand by.
Warning, knuckles will hurt.
Oh, fuck! did not finish the word.
I told you, epic props hurt. Only use them in extreme cases.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, we've got a great show for you tonight. We've got some fantastic music and some hot topics as well, which Kelvin is currently posting on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Correct.
Awesome. So we're going to start you off with some Panic at the Disco with Let's Kill Tonight. Here, Centennial on Demand on Where the Wind Blows. Kelvin Wong, E.T. and Zach.
We'll be right back.
tell myself, don't you let a word sink in. She said I was in the wrong lane, on the wrong road, heading for a dead end. I thought that you were right for a moment. I almost took your advice, but lit up this fire. I'll make you a liar.
Something I could handle. Somebody turn the light. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's CCC campus here on the Danforth. The time is now 7:19 in the p.m. What's up? There was some great music for you, Kelvin. What were we just listening to?
A lot of great music.
Name some specific songs, please.
Certainly. Panic at the Disco, there Let's Kill Tonight, Brian Mello, Living It, The White Tie Affair, Sick and Tired, Queen, Now I'm Here, and the last song, Fly, Rush by Fly By Night.
You mean Fly By Night by Rush?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Jeez. Zach's working on a project right now, currently. Yeah, I told you about a project. You were. I said this is your mission for the show today. The photo?
Ah.
Yes, tell us a little bit about your idea.
I'll show you when it's done. How about that?
Can you at least give the listeners an idea of what's going to happen?
It's a meme.
There you go. That's what it is, guys.
I can't tell too much because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
At the moment, I'm finding pictures. That's about it.
Okay. We're working on a project for a funny, what's a mem?
Yes.
Mem?
Mem. Meme. Meme. Whatever you want to call it. Meme.
One of those things? Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, some great music to start you off there. And one thing we do want to kind of bring up because it's huge, especially in our industry, the death of Whitney Houston.
It's not that big in our industry. We're a film. That's not that big.
Well, the industry that we're currently doing at this particular second.
Oh, radio?
Music. It's big.
Big, kind of. She hasn't really contributed any good music lately.
Lately, no. But when lately, back no, in like the but 90s and stuff, she was huge.
Fair enough.
But we'll take it. Well, after we talk here, we're going to play you some, I think we'll play some Whitney Houston. I found a YouTube video, but it wasn't that great quality. So we'll just take the time now to, as we're talking, because I know, you know, dead air just is not that great. So we'll just take a few minutes to talk about, you know, just what we do and how Whitney Houston has affected the culture and societies today. First of all, a lot of people don't know that her big song.
I Will Always Love You.
Thank you. It is a beautiful song, but a lot of people don't know that that was actually a cover song from Dolly Parton back in the late 60s, early 70s when Dolly recorded that song. So her big song was actually by Dolly Parton. But she still sang it beautifully. But you know, it is sad to see that Whitney Houston has passed away. Well, they think it's something to do with drugs, but they're not 100% sure yet. But the autopsy showed nothing. She was found in a bathtub, but they haven't done a toxicology report yet, as of yet, of course. But yeah, so that's the latest on that. What do you guys think about that? We'll go with Zach first.
To be honest, I don't really know what to think about it. There were comments made beforehand saying that she was upset about how her career has been ending. And a couple of days before her death, it was reported that she said she was ready to meet Jesus. So that's a kind of ominous kind of thing to say, especially that when the next day or two she died. So that's why people are speculating that it could be suicide, or she could have died of natural causes. Well, not natural causes, but of just an accidental overdose. Other people are saying the complete opposite. Some people are suspecting foul play.
Oh.
Yeah. There are a couple of people out there. Some people are saying, I'm not going to say who, but
of course.
But some people out there have been rumors spread that she was actually, like, purposefully overdosed. Like, she didn't mean to. Someone else did it. So, who knows? We'll find out in the next couple of days when the autopsy is completed.
So kind of like the last couple of years with the whole Michael Jackson thing, where you thought it was an accidental thing, and then turned out it was manslaughter.
Well, it was accidental, but he was convicted of manslaughter. So
I just don't think he killed him. He was jealous.
I don't think a doctor could be jealous of anybody, especially a celebrity, when they're getting paid so much to take care of this guy.
Exactly.
Whatever. That's just my say. But yeah, so rest in peace, Whitney Houston. You will be missed. But on to happier thoughts. which we'll talk about right after our next music break, because we don't want to bore you too much with our talk. So we'll bring some more music here, and Zach, let's just talk a little bit about do you have anything specific planned for your show tonight?
You keep asking me that question, and I keep telling you no.
It kills time.
No, I don't have anything planned. I'm still accepting requests at this time for my show, but as is, I don't think many people are sending in their requests, which is okay. I've got a playlist ready, pretty much. Okay. If anybody has a last-minute request, I will take it. Awesome. But at the moment, nothing yet. I think I've got one.
Don't mind me dying. I've been sick.
Yeah, that's okay.
Someone out there is currently listening. It's your fault. You know who you are. I'm not going to say any names until we go off the air, but you know who you are. And, so if those of you who do listen to this show but kind of tune out after this, don't. Because there's an awesome show right after ours. It's an all-request show, a Zach show, and it's find his page on Facebook and definitely throw some requests his way, because without you, his show can't go.
Pretty much.
So go facebook.com/thejukebox. And what?
Does that work?
Maybe. Does it work?
I don't know. I never tried that.
Fix it. facebook.com/thejukebox.
Just search for the jukebox.
There you go, what he said. But and we'll start you off with some more music. And here we're going to start you off with Headley, a song that we've never played here before. But it's from their famous Last Words album. It's called Narcissist, here on Centennial On Demand, Where the Wind Blows. Zach, E.T., and Kelvin.
The has-been high school hero, he's first in line in his own mind and doesn't care about the rest. A handsome half-wit zero, he'll be your friend until the end. If you're the coolest and the best, he falls in love with his reflection in the glass. He can't resist you staring back. She's had it all since she was small and sucking on a silver spoon. Another gold card purchase. This daddy's girl thinks the whole world revolves around her like the moon. Each day's a film premiere where all the boys will stare. She pretends she doesn't care. She makes a case that all you've ever needed.
Yeah.
But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always in some. Sure. Tell her about it. Let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying. Just because you haven't spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much you mean. Leave my door open just-
hurts slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from, well, do I have to say it again?
Yes, please, in one breath.
Okay.
One more time.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, try again. Welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications. The time is now 7:43.
How's awesome. That?
Thank you.
Good job.
What did we just listen to, Calvin?
We just listened to Third Eye Blind, Jumper, Owl City Fireflies, Billy Joel, Tell Her About It, Green Day, American Idiot, Headley, Narcissist.
That's about it?
I think that's about it.
That's about it.
I think that's where we started.
Well, I'm glad that we have a for sure about things. Because for sure is always fantastic. Anyways, one thing that's up on the Facebook page right now is piercings and tattoos. What do you guys think? Do you want one? Do you have one? If you have one, what are they? If you want one, what are they? If you don't have one, why? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many options.
I have a question.
Anyway.
Okay, for tattoos, if I got stabbed with an ink pen once and the mark is still in my skin, does that count as a tattoo?
No.
Okay.
The mark is still there?
Yes, it is.
Don't be shitting me.
No, seriously, it's right here.
There's not enough light in here. We'll see you after.
Okay.
Then I guess maybe. Tell us the story, Zach.
It was grade 6. Some guy got mad at me. I'm not sure for what. I forget. It was a while ago. And he stabbed me with his pen.
Wow.
And the ink from the pen is still in my arm.
That's amazing. Did it hurt?
Fuck yeah.
Hey, whoa!
Hey, that's why we have this. That's why we recorded the new disclaimer.
I guess fuck so, yeah. Yes. But no, yeah, I imagine that would hurt. But, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Indeed.
But like, actual like piercings and tattoos. No. Do you have any desire for any at all, or?
I did in high school, not anymore.
And what changed?
I got more mature.
Hey, there are mature people who get tattoos.
And also, most of my friends from high school who also wanted tattoos actually got tattoos, told me how much it hurt, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting
one. Mm-hmm. They could have also been sissies.
Yeah, they were all girls. But,
there you go. Calvin, what about you, boss?
Piercings I'm okay with. Tattoo, I'm okay. I'm okay with both. I don't have both.
Hey, do you want any of them?
Not really.
You guys are boring.
How about you?
Well, let's get started, shall we? I have my ear, my left ear pierced. I had my helix pierced on my right ear, which is the cartilage on the top of the ear. I had to take that because I got infected. As for tattoos, there are a couple that I'm thinking about. Not like one of those like idiot tattoos, like, oh, look at the dragon on my arm. Watch, I'll flex my arm and you see it roar. Nothing like that, but...
That would be freaking awesome, though. That would be. Watch it roar.
On my chest, I want to get the numbers 24601.
Any reason?
I'm getting there. It's from Les Miserables, the play... adaptation of Victor Hugo's Les Miserables, the book. It's got a double meaning for me. Les Mis was the first play I ever did, which got me into my love of theater. And the double meaning behind it is the character Jean Valjean, whose con number is 24601. At the beginning of the play, he has a complete change of lifestyle. Goes from being like this badass mofo to I'm going to change people's lives now. And, you know, the change in my life may not have been as drastic, but it was still a change in lifestyle for me. And so that's why I want to get that. It's something very simple, just 5 numbers. Easy. It's something not too big. Another thing I was thinking about is, I don't know where I want this one yet, but the significance of Harry Potter in my life has been huge. I could relate to the books or the characters or whatever, and I've been there from beginning to end. I wanted to get... I was thinking my wrist, but then I kind of shied against that. But on one side of the tattoo will be the lightning bolt scar. On the other side, the Deathly Hallows symbols, like from beginning to end kind of thing. That's just me. Piercings, I have a few in mind. I'm not 100% sure if I want them yet. But I can get back... I will get back to you guys on that subject on a later date because I don't know yet. But do we have anything on Facebook?
It's just us that voted.
Anybody else?
And Steph.
What'd Steph say?
She has piercings.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Okay, I know she has piercings. Nothing that bad. Don't worry, guys. ears.
That we know.
Ears and her belly button. That's about. That's it. Ears and belly button. That's all she has.
Okay.
All right.
Trust me.
That's but, as much as you've seen.
Hey, whoa. We can't talk about my girl like that on the air.
I'm not. I'm just saying. Who
She's
knows?
Not listening.
Yeah. BS.
About that.
This is just... It just they just have personal meaning, but like I said, that's just me. Zach, did when you were in high school, did you have any ideas of like you said you wanted to get one, but did you ever have actually ideas?
Actually, I think I have a picture on my computer here. Let me see if I do. If not, I'll describe it.
Okay, I would hope you describe it anyways because the people out there can't see it.
Well, I could post it on the.
You could, but just kind of start telling us what it is, and then we can kind of look at it later.
Basically, I kind of wanted like a kind of a tribal tattoo, if any of you guys know what it is. It's pretty much bold, sharp, like arrows, points, angles. And I kind of wanted that kind of design twisting all the way around down my arm, from shoulder down to wrist.
Ooh.
Nice.
Let's see if I can find it here. If I find the picture, I will post it on the group. If not, I will try finding it on Google.
Okay, well, I know what a tribal tattoo is. Not sure what you do, Kelvin.
I don't think I've seen one before.
Oh. Did you ever have any ideas about tattoos or anything?
Not really.
No. Okay. That was exciting. But if you do have any, if you're listening and you do want to share your ideas, send us, put a message on the Facebook wall.
Apparently, Steph is listening.
Oh, apparently.
58 seconds ago.
So that's our time. That's our time traveling time, eh? 58 seconds.
Yeah,
roughly. Okay, well there you go. But if you're listening and you want to share your tattoos and piercings with us, facebook.com/wherethewindblows. You can mention us on Twitter at wherewindblowsare. Also you can shoot us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com. But for now, we are going to go to some more music. We're going to start you off with Sumerianist Trench, actually. We're going to start you off with a song called Stutter. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, here on Where the Wind Blows, Centennial Internet Radio, Zach, Kelvin, and E.T. Here is Stutter by Sumerianist Trench.
Bring me back to life. In flames of death, see it turn to rain. We ride towards the fire.
Black is blazing, hell's the rain. We watch the bells, they go. In fire and rain, I watch the bells. should get jerseys, 'cause we make a good team. But yours would look better than mine, 'cause you're out of my league. And I know that it's so cliche to tell you that every day I spend with you is the new best day of my life. Everyone watching us just turns away with disgust. It's jealousy, they can see that we've got it going on. Wrecking my brain for a new improved way. Let you know you're more to me than what I know how to say. You're okay with the way this is going to be. 'Cause this is going to be the best thing we've ever seen. If anyone can make me a better person, you could. All I gotta say is I must have done something good. Came along one day and you rearranged my life. All I gotta say is I must have done something right. I must have done something right. Well, maybe I'm just lucky, 'cause it's hard to believe. Believe that somebody like you'd end up with someone like me.
And I know that it's so cliche to talk about you this way, but I'll push all my inhibitions aside. It's so very obvious to everyone watching us, and we have got something real good going on. Racking my brain for a new improved way. To let you know you're more to me than what I know how to say. You're okay with the way.
Better person you could.
All I gotta say is I must have done something good. Came along one day and you rearranged my life. All I gotta say is I must have done something right. Anyone can make me a better person you could. All I gotta say is I must have done something good. Came along one day and you rearranged my life. All I gotta say is I must have done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows with your hosts, E.T., Zach, and Kelvin.
Woohoo!
Yeah! You got some awesome music there, that especially that one song, that really long, amazing
epic song.
Yeah! Try playing that guitar hero. It's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Try playing that on a real guitar.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, man.
The music video is actually kind of funny for this, because you see the kind of the silhouettes of the two guitarists.
It's funny, because normal bands have one guitar. This band, they need two guitarists.
They do. And if you watch the music video for this song, you will understand why. In the middle of the solo, they switch.
Well, they have to.
They have to.
They're going
crazy.
Literally, their fingers, well, not literally, but their fingers are pretty much on fire. Like, they're just going across the guitar like crazy.
They probably have to wear gloves so they don't get, like, metal burn.
You can't wear gloves while playing guitar. Like, doesn't work.
There's something, they must have genetically altered their fingers.
Or they just have massive calluses.
I'm going to go with that last one.
Yep, because that's probably true.
Oh, I was kind of upset that they just stopped making Guitar Hero. I loved Guitar Hero. I was very upset.
Well, they're still making them, it's just they're not making them good.
No, they've stopped making Guitar Heroes. They've actually stopped making them.
It's all Rock Band and stuff now.
It's Rock Band still there, but
I'm depressed now.
I'm sorry, Zach.
I like Guitar Hero.
I know. I played on the PS. I think I might have a PS2 night. Guitar Hero night tonight, because it's just that awesome.
Yeah. If it wasn't for class tomorrow, I'd stay home and play Guitar Hero.
Stupid class. But anyways, that's all about all the time we have for I'm falling off out of my seat almost.
Your fault. I'm not pushing you this time.
Shut up. Yeah, we're just about out of time today. And, no, well, we still got a couple minutes. We can talk for a little bit longer. Funny story. When I used to play Guitar Hero, at the beginning of every song, I always started off with "Carry On My Wayward Son." With every playlist, every venue I went to, I played that song first and then did my set that I had to do. It's like kind of like that signature thing, you know? No, you don't know? Yeah. Okay, whatever. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, now we are out of time, and since we were talking about Kansas and "Carry On My Wayward Son," we're gonna end you with that song by Kansas. Anyways, from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows, I'm ET.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Kelvin.
And don't forget to tune in just under 20 minutes to The Jukebox. So, ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a great week. I'll hear from you next week. Here is "Carry On My Wayward Son" by Kansas. Peace.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to you cry.